Well, guys, I feel a whole lot better with that introduction. Salubrious company I've got there in the Mount Rushmore of Geelong celebrities. I think we sit alongside the Dazzler, myself, and the animatronic seal that used to be at Smorgies down there on the pier. So, pretty good stuff.
Now, Dave, we've been talking, before about the Geelong fashion, and we know Sharky used to hit up the Geelong Cup with the alligator shoes and the alligator belt. I'm sure you would have rocked some outfits over your Geelong Cup days.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I just heard you talking then about, obviously the great horses that have gone around the track, and I do feel there's a heritage in the Thornton household about at the side of the track, because you see my father used to head down there, he'd be donning a nice pair of like Don Johnson-esque white pants, complemented with a floral shirt maybe and a nice wide brimmed Greg Norman hat, and he would sit side of the course. I remember in the car park having his 4 litres of cask Moselle as the races were going next to him. And I unfortunately, guys, and this is really going to show my age, when I was finally old enough to head down and go into the marquees myself, I remembered I was influenced by the movie Fight Club, and I headed down in a kind of Brad Pitt-like retro suit, which was just an unfortunate attire, full stop. And I believe with a pair of bowling shoes, because they were the cool thing in the year 2000. So a pair of bowling shoes that I'd nicked from the local alley. I'm not sure if I've beaten or been worse than those alligator shoes, Sharky, that you're talking about.
Not a bad vibe, though, the Fight Club, Dave, because I've seen things descend into a bit of fists of fury around Geelong Cup Day, particularly on a warm day in the outer when some of that, I'm not saying it's cask Moselle, but let's just say some cheaper spirits have been consumed. It's a lively crowd down Geelong Way on Cup Day.
Mate, you're so true. I mean, there has been many a time where maybe I should have been put in my corner. And it's not just the cup. I remember afterwards I used to head out to a place. It was a nightclub called My Place. And we used to go. I remember one year I went to a foam party, if people remember those. This is obviously before OH&S. And you'd head down. They'd literally put washing detergent through the entire nightclub. You'd go and run around there, catch whatever disease, probably before COVID was cool, like, or something like that. And then you'd walk home just sodden because the cab drivers wouldn't let you in their cab. So I'd be walking about 4 kilometres back to my home in Belmont from the centre of the city, looking like I'd just spent 4 hours in a laundromat inside one of the washing machines. It was horrendous.
So, Dave, for Geelong, how big is the Geelong Cup? With you and your mates growing up, is this something that you'd put a little circle on the calendar months out and you go, oh, this is the day, boys, we're counting down?
Absolutely, mate. I mean, when I came up to Melbourne, it always boggled my mind that the Melbourne Cup was on a Tuesday. I just thought it made more sense to be on a Wednesday. Midweek, you break the week up. You know what I mean? You've gotten through it. I mean, even as a kid, I just knew I could get a takeaway meal on a Wednesday evening when the Geelong Cup was on, because probably my dad had far too many Moselles and mum couldn't be bothered. So I mean, even as a kid, I thought, this is like Paris. This is amazing. And it is fun, mate. You know, it's fun. Like, it feels like most of the city descends upon the racetrack. And, you know, as big as Flemington is and the spring races and all that, you've got 100,000 people there. It's a bit of a hot mess. But at Geelong, you bump into so many people you know and you're all having a good day. And, you know, most people have got the day off. It really is fun.
And, Dave, in a normal year, I guess, footy season's over and it's racing season, and we often see the footy players get trackside and flex the muscles, so to speak, get the ankles out. And, you know, it's obviously a different year. We got the final on Saturday night and you're a massive Cats fan. So how are you feeling? Have the nerves started? And, are you excited for Saturday?
Hey, we're talking about the fashions on the field. Did you see the Geelong table at the Zoom Brownlow Medal Camp?
I did have it. Paddy Dangerfield rocking the suit, and definitely the no socks attire there for Paddy.
Oh, yeah, looking like he was in some kind of drug cartel that worked out of the Caribbean. Yeah. Like, what are you doing here? And then Joel Sell, we're talking about Don Johnson. He went with a T-shirt under the suit jacket, yep. Which I thought, and a pair of sneakers and jeans. I was like, geez, the standards have really dropped now that Gil's not around to tell them what to wear. That is incredible. But I'm pretty excited. It's a strange feeling. I was talking to, I would say, the number one ticket holder, if he's not, he should be, Waleed Ali this morning, because he goes for the Tigers. And I said, this is the last time we'll be civil. So we called each other. And we're both talking about, it's a very strange feeling, because the lead-up's been so all over the place, as everything has been in 2020. And I was in and out of watching the footy, and I was getting excited, but then it was almost too much football to grasp when they were trying to catch up all those rounds. And I've been in and out with Geelong's form. And so I've genuinely been surprised, barring the Port Adelaide loss, about how good we look. But then, like any good supporter, you're really confident about it. And then your brain says, well, if you're too confident, that means we're going to lose. And I've just been going through that entire cycle for the last, 4 days or whenever, since we won.
Hey, well, Dave, my wife is one-eyed Geelong, and I'm a big Tigers fan, so it's an interesting demographic in our household.
It's the divorce cup.
It is the divorce cup. We've got two girls. One's a mad tiger, one's a mad cat as well. But I keep saying to Jackie that, look, this is COVID your year, because the grand final's in October. So that's in your positive column, because you can't win anything in September.
This starts to feel like intent, as if it was John's idea. Eat that bat soup and put us all through a pandemic. You could be true. That's exactly right. Maybe we've got that mental headspace, like we're already on our end of season trip and we're all relaxed. Maybe that'll work well for us. Geez, I hope it does.
Hey, Dave, before we let you go, can you give us the double then? Have you had a look at the cup? Can you give us the winner of the Geelong Cup? And obviously you're going to go with the Cats. Have you got a margin on Saturday night?
Okay, for the Geelong Cats, I'm going to say, yeah, margin. I still think it's going to be a good game. I think also after last year, I was there at the MCG and it wasn't great to watch. So I'll say 3 goals just to keep it close, because I want a good game, but obviously we'll come through with a W. As for the Geelong Cup, I genuinely have no idea who's racing, guys, so I don't know. I was going to ask you guys for some tips when we got off air, but so I don't know. I would say probably the good people at CUB are making a packet if there's anyone around there still drinking. So that's the only thing I'm sure of.
All right, Maggie, do you want to give him one?
You've got local enough, Denny O'Brien. He's based out there now. You can take him, number 3, King of Leogrants. He's taken out the first 2 races of the day. So get on the Denny O'Brien team, number 3 in the cup today.
Sounds great. I'll back it in. That's it. Put the house on it. Great.
Good on you, Dave. Good to catch up, mate. Good luck over the weekend, but not too much.
Hope the relationship can be patched up after this match. But, hey, thank you, guys. And good on you guys, too, for digging up the Geelong Cup. It's great. And obviously, G-Troid itself, I love that joint. And I'm so happy you guys are helping them all out. So thank you.
Good on you, mate, Dave Thornton. As his Wikipedia page says, he sits alongside Daryl Summers as one of G-Town's greatest sons. And it's great to catch up with him on Geelong Cup Day.